What do you want to look like when you're old? What will you look like when you're old? Are you going to be fit, productive, happy, pleasant? Or like some people get old, they get grumpy and real tired and unproductive. Part of today is to help us stay fit, fit for life, fit for the journey, fit to run well. I determined long ago, when I was young, that I wanted to go down with all my guns blazing. I wanted to go down fit, I wanted to go down strong and productive, physically, spiritually. But can't wait till we get old to get ready. I appreciate a lot of the old folks here who still live vibrant lives, and a lot of examples here in this congregation. Those who live well, those who have fought well, and those who are still running the race well, which is a real encouragement to us who follow after. But the habits we form early on have a lot to do with how we end. We want to finish strong, we've got to prepare for it. Finish well, we've got to do well, by God's grace. I decided a long time ago that when I die, I want to die with a head full of hair. And I want to die fit. So when I was young, my dad, he lost his hair when he was 20. He was bald, like Dan. I said, I don't want that, so... When I was young, I began rubbing my head against the wall every time I took a shower. And I rubbed against the wall real hard, squeezed out all the fat cells. Most of my brothers, they're losing their hair, but I've got plenty of it. So it works. I realized, too, that every week, a man or anybody should get their heart rate up over 120 for 15 minutes, several times a week. If you want to have a strong heart, good heart, you should do that. So I like to do that. I like to either run or do something physically strenuous to get my heart rate up, at least over 120, 15 minutes several times a week. I don't know if it's going to work or not. Time will tell. But they say it should. So if you want to finish strong, finish well, you got to prepare for it. Life is about that. The spiritual life, Christian life is about that. Physical life is about that. Relational life is about that. If we want to die with friends, we got to make friends before that happens. So, the Bible speaks about being fruitful in life and being fruitful in old age. I really like that. I look at Scripture and I see lots of old men, number of old men in the Scriptures. They lived very fruitful lives. Most fruitful lives were their aged years. And that's wonderful. It can still happen today. Abraham, Moses, Caleb, at 82, he said, I'm as fit today as I was at 40. Give me this mountain. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take on these people. And he did. Thomas Edison, most of his effective experiments were at his beyond 50. Into his 70s. And I like to brag on my dad a little bit. My dad, he's 76 years old. He was born a depression child. He was farmed out. By the time he was 5 years old, he was farmed out to other families because his family was too poor to take care of him. So he never lived at home until he was married. Never had a home that would be stable. He left the Amish church when I was 1 year old. 1 year old. 2 years later, his house burned. Everything he owned burned in it. He lost it all. And when he was 33, he moved out of the community where we lived and moved 90 miles away into a new... He was the first person in a new church plant. He moved out at 33. And then he was ordained to the ministry 2 years later. And a couple of years later to the office of bishop. Well, about 8 years ago, I lost my mother, And his life has become very fruitful since that time. Of course, he laid a good foundation for it. And when he was 64, him and my mother moved to Belgium for several years to work in Belgium. So he's always been very energetic. And today he serves with Christian Aid Ministries, travels all around the United States, around the world, to Africa and to Haiti and California, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia. And he's always traveling. He's 76 years old. And he'll drive from New Orleans. He'll drive all the way home without stopping. The guy's got more energy than his boys, you know? And I just he's very fruitful, and he answers, I've probably said this before here, but he answers the phone, the 800 number for CAMS, Christian Aid Ministries, bulletin boards. His call this number, 800 number, and his phone will ring from all around the United States, people calling any hour of the day or night, and he'll answer the phone, and he'll talk to them, and he'll pray with them, and he'll minister to them. Dozens of calls a day, hundreds a week that he answers. So the Word of God tells us that our lives can be productive no matter what stage we are if the Lord is a treasure in our hearts. And I'd like to read this Psalm 92, a portion of Psalm 92. Psalm 92, David wrote it as a psalm or a song for the Sabbath day. And so this is a song for the Lord's Day. It was originally set to music, but it tells us about setting foundations for later years. And I guess I would say this, as I look at David's life, and the challenge to me is, if we're not in love with life and God, then either we're sick, or we have a very low concept of God's sovereign hand in our lives, no matter what happens. We need to love life and love God. That's the Christian worldview. That's the biblical worldview, and that's what David talked about here. I'd like to read verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night on an instrument of 10 strings and on the psaltery, also upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the work of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. See, David prefaced his life with thanksgiving and gratitude. And you'll see that come out over and over and over. And that's the foundation. If we're going to have a fruitful, effective, meaningful, impacting, productive life late on in life, then we have to have a grateful and a thankful spirit. Jump down to verse 12. So the foundations are laid in the first several verses, the principles. And then in verse 12, here's a product. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow up like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They'll be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Most of us are probably not very familiar with palm trees, as it tells us here in verse 12. But the palm tree is a very important tree in Central American countries or Central South American tropic areas. It's very fortunate because many times people tend to be on the poverty level there. But the palm tree has so many benefits. A palm tree is very different than the trees that we know. In our trees, the life flows in the exterior of it, flows up the bark. If you cut the bark off of a tree, the tree will die. If you cut a ring around the bark, around the tree, all the bark around, it'll die. Because the life is in the bark. It flows up the bark, the sap, that's where it flows. But that's unlike the palm tree. The palm tree you can't damage from the outside. Palm trees in Central America, we live in Central America, so the palm tree was such a vital part of life there. in so many ways. But you can cut a palm tree into about, if you have a palm tree, might be 2 feet through, and you can cut it into about 3 inches. If as long as it's strong enough, it won't blow down, it'll stay alive, because the life is in the center. The life is in the middle. David says that those are be planted, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. External things will not hurt the palm tree. The palm tree is very flexible. It can bend down in storms and it'll still be alive. It won't snap, it won't break, because it's the type of, it doesn't have the rings and the grains that our trees have. It's very strong, very durable. External things have a very difficult time hurting a palm tree. Palm tree is fruitful. It has nuts. With those nuts, they eat them. They make oil out of it to cook. The branches that the nuts grow on, they make brooms out of them. They use the leaves to thatch their houses. They use the leaves to make brooms. It's just an invaluable tree. And the righteous will be like a palm tree. They'll still bring forth fruit in old age. So God wants us to be productive. And today, as part of the habits of our life, is to start well and to have our lives fortified so that we'll be fruitful all of life. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are residing within us. You're the life, you're the energy, you're the hope, you're the vision. You're what we need to live now and for the future. Help us to finish well. And that what, in order to do so, we prepare well. May this day be a day of preparation. May it be a day of founding principles and values in our lives that will take us on into this week and to the rest of our lives. And we ask your presence in the next part of this service. In the name of Jesus, throughout this day, amen.